we want to put on record that so far, what Nana Addo and his government have done is a characteristic of successive governments that have failed Ghana since 1993. And first of all, what they do is that they postpone their promise, they adjust them, and in some cases, they renege on it at all. And that's exactly what Nana Akufo-Addo is doing. Regarding free education, remember, they promised to redefine basic education to include senior high school. What they have done is not to redefine it, but to keep it as it is. That is, to keep the JSS as a basic level of education, start with the first-year students. Locally, they have adjusted that promise. Number two, where is the national identity they promised to implement first year? The election of MMDC, I can go on and on and on. And what has changed significantly in Ghana since your mama left office? Nothing, my brother.
I thought arrangements are being made to do the election of district chief executives.
Well, the deputy minister has come out to tell us that they will not be able to do it in their first term, even though the president is telling us something else. So we are still waiting. But I want you to look at their extraordinary congress they held last month, the one in Kumasi. They have put into their constitution that if you are a DC, you have to resign 3 clear years before you can contest for MP. That is a clear indication that they don't intend to implement the election of MMDC. Because if they do, what is the import of that clause? So the point is, all the promises, they are adjusting it, postponing it, and in some cases, reneging on it.
That was the National Secretary of the Progressive People's Party, Murtala Mohammed.